Welcome, 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 everyone, to the Fantasy Football Fools podcast. My name is Jesse. We got Eliseo and Brandon here. How you doing, guys?
Doing good.
Yeah, me too. I won.
You won. Congratulations. You won on Monday night, as a matter of fact. So well done there.
Two straight Monday night losses for me. To both of you guys.
Feels good. Feels good, Brandon.
All right. We are the Fantasy Football Fools. Fantasy Football, thefantasyfootballfools.com, and the man can't even talk already. Fantasy Fools Pod on X, formerly Twitter. Hit us up over there. But let's get into some news and injuries, shall we? Because we all know injuries happen every week.
Oh, son of a, that's going to leave a mark.
I think what all we all right. know is that you were busy looking for that drop. That's why you were like, and now let's talk about where is this thing?
I actually wasn't. I was busy looking for the injuries because we didn't put them on the report. So I'm looking them up right now. What was the biggest injury this week, Brandon?
I was like, while you're looking for that, I think the biggest, not an injury this week, but the biggest injury news was Christian McCaffrey going to Germany to get his, you know, Achilles looked at. So I think that's interesting. If whatever you need to get healthy is not, can't be done here in America, that seems like a big issue to me. So this is like the Kobe Bryant back in the day, went over to Germany, got some medical procedure, and he was back really quickly. So they're going to do some stem cell something, I think. I don't know too much about it, but just knowing that he's not content with how his injury progress is going here and he's looking at other alternative options, I think it's kind of interesting for the number one pick in probably most fantasy drafts.
Yeah, that's brutal if you picked him. Who knows what's gonna come of it. Keep checking in to see what Germany has to offer. Quarterbacks this week, Justin Herbert, his ankle, he re-aggravated it, I believe, in the third quarter. I don't know how many people were playing Justin Herbert. I guess you are. We're in the A-band league, but a lot of people probably were. So keep posted on that. I guess he had x-rays and they came back negative. Sam Darnold, we'll talk about him in a bit. Knee, he kind of messed up his knee a little bit there. Any news on that?
Bone bruise? I don't think anything too significant. I would look for him to be playing this week. Obviously, keep track of that as we get closer. But yeah, nothing significant that I've seen.
And Jordan Love still has that sprained MCL.
He has a chance to be back this week. I think he was out working out pregame. He looked pretty good. So I think there's a chance he plays this week. And if not this week, probably definitely next week.
One of the big injuries in wide receivers was the Devontae Smith helmet flying off concussion. Looked pretty nasty. That was a pretty bad hit, huh?
Yeah, that was bad because I feel like they should have blown that play dead. He was getting pushed backwards. He like for, I don't know, 3 or 4 yards before that hit came. So it's one of those where it's weird that they didn't blow it dead because I feel like he was going backwards and then the hit came from behind him.
It did,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, it like hit him in the jaw, basically, and, you know, dropped his head, took his helmet off, and then, well, you guys saw it. But, yeah, it's really weird. Like, why weren't the officials on top of that one? That's, you know.
Yeah, definitely a big injury for the Eagles, too. Already A.J. Brown out. He's a chance to return this week, but if he's out, if Devontae Smith is out, obviously a big hit to the passing game. You know, they have Jahan Dotson, they have Johnny Wilson. We saw a big Dallas Goedert game, so we could see that again, or we could see a lot more Saquon Barkley if A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are both out this week.
Yeah, Dallas Goedert, man, he's one to look at if you he's probably not available in any leagues, but if he is, probably pick him up. Van Jefferson had an eye injury. I always love eye injuries because if you've ever played football, you know, on those piles, people are punching and scratching and poking you in the eye and do whatever they can get away with.
Grabbing your nuts, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's getting real diddy down there.
Oh, already got one in. Tight end.
I think it was more than one.
Sam Laporta, ankle, low ankle sprain for Sam Laporta.
Wait. Sam Laporta got hurt this week? Oh, I thought he's been MIA all season. It's just this week? That's surprising.
He got hurt on the fun little lateral play when they went St. Brown to Gibbs for the touchdown. He was blocking downfield, and that's the play he got hurt on. And he came back in. I think that was right before the half. He came in, started the second half, and then came right back out.
Yeah.
And then Trey McBride, another concussion with a nasty collision there. So check him out. He's in the protocol.
That's the one that, like, they basically knocked each other out, right?
I think so.
Yeah, because they both hit and they both stayed down. Yeah.
And again, I think we talked about this a lot last year. I think concussions, we always saw kind of a one game missed was kind of the standard process across the board. So I'm curious to see if that carries over this week. I feel like these are the first two major concussions that we've seen. Obviously, minus Tua, but that's a different story. But just in terms of, you know, fantasy football and players coming back, whether it's can they get back in 1 week and they clear protocol, or is it going to be that one game miss that we typically saw last year?
And then Austin Eckler is in concussion protocol as well. I did not see that hit, but I read that he was in protocol,
and he was having a pretty good little game too. So it's a bummer because I think it was in the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And then one defensive injury I want to talk about is we were watching the Raider game and we were like, where the heck is Max Crosby? We haven't seen him all game. Is he even in the game? Because normally he's in the backfield. He's making tackles. He's making sacks. He has a high ankle sprain, which nobody knew apparently until he played. So we'll see how that pans out moving forward. Needed him this week. We'll talk about that in a bit as well, right?
I'll save my thoughts on that game, yeah.
There's so much to say.
Any other injuries? I'm sure we're missing some.
Looking quickly, I think we got most of them. Cooper Kupp, again, not a re-injury, but he has the potential to come back. I say he's out this week, probably back the following week. Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren, both Steelers running backs. Najee Harris was in a sling. For his arm, no real information there. And then Jaylen Warren was having an MRI. He's week to week, is what Mike Tomlin came out and said today. And then
Steelers had a bunch of injuries. Yeah,
yeah. And then one of LSAO's favorite receivers of all time, Adam Thielen, he got hurt. He's probably out a couple weeks as well. And he was having a nice little coming out party with the Red Rocket and Andy Dalton. So those are kind of the big ones from this past week.
And then everyone wants to know, of course, Patrick Mahomes. He, had a little issue with the turf right there, and he says he's fine, but he was hobbling for a minute there. So let's move into some fantasy tops. These guys are good.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that was loud, right?
Wow, yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Fantasy tops. I had to redo this list after Monday night because Josh Allen, 38 fantasy points, 23 for 30, 9 rushes, 232 yards through the air, 39 on the ground, only 2 touchdowns through the air. Oh, wait, 2 more on the ground doing Josh Allen things. He was the top dog of the week. I mean, what else is there to say, right? You take everybody away from him and he still gets it done. So. Dak Prescott from the Dallas Cowboys, 31 fantasy points, 28 for 51, 2 rushes, 379 yards, 3 total touchdowns. Also doing good things. 2 more I want to talk about. Brock Purdy, he's 92% rostered, but he got you 30 points, 22 for 30.
He's also hurt. Brock Purdy, that's the one we forgot. He's hurt also. I don't think it's anything major.
Yeah. I think he did get hurt late in the game, right? 292, 41 on the ground, 3 touchdowns total. And then, of course, 4% rostered, Mr. Red Rocket himself, Andy Dalton, playing that lovely Las Vegas Raiders defense, 29 fantasy points, 26 for 37, 319, and 3 touchdowns. Good job, Andy Dalton.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing
Raiders.
The biggest thing coming out of that, Andy Dalton, is how bad was Bryce Young, right? When he was like, oh, maybe it's the offense, maybe it's the players around him. And then all of a sudden you bring Dalton in and the offense looks unstoppable. They look great. So I think it was really more of a shot at Bryce Young and his inability to do anything than, you know, all the great things that Andy Dalton did. But again, it's nice to see Carolina with a competent offense. So had some big games from Chuba Hubbard, from Deontay Johnson. Adam Thielen was on his way. So again, it's nice. We've been lacking offense all season. So the more offenses we can get that produced, the better. And that was certainly a step in the right direction for that team.
So there's a couple of things there. Is first of all, yeah, the Bryce, you know, like how bad was he? Or maybe he just doesn't fit the scheme there. Like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. There's definitely a problem. But also, how much credit does the Raiders defense also deserve on this one? That's probably up there also.
Could be, but that's kind of, they've kind of been pretty decent all season, right? Like, wasn't that kind of their calling card? They could get after the quarterback.
Was. Yeah, it I was. Mean, and they and beat we'll the talk Ravens about it
a week ago, right?
Like, yeah, I know. We'll get into it again later, but because we all have a lot to say about it. But you know, just a thought.
It's yeah. I mean, look, there's some games we're going to be talking about later. There's some records right now that. The NFL is kind of, I think this year is going to be a changing point year. I don't think it's going to be a full change. I think the teams that are at the top are going to stay at the top. But I think you're going to start to see some things change where it's like, okay, well, these teams are getting better and these teams are getting worse. And maybe next year, maybe the year after, there's going to be a little bit of a switch in the NFL, I think, based on everything that's going on. Any given Sunday, running back Derrick Henry. Everybody says he's too old, but he says, no, I'm not. I'm going to still destroy people. 30 fantasy points, 25 rushes, one catch, 151 and 23, respectively, on the through the air, on the ground, through the air, and two touchdowns total. And then Saquon Barkley, right behind him, 29 points, 17 rushes, 147 yards, two touchdowns and a two-point conversion. I mean, you expect it. Those guys are both 100% rostered, right?
Of course. And that's, I think, what we were waiting on all season from Derrick Henry. He scored in every game, but he hasn't had that kind of rushing output. So he's been absolutely great. They ran the ball well. They tried to give the game away again, as they did last week against the Raiders. Dallas kind of forged that comeback. But I don't know how they are so bad at closing out games when you have Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, two of the best weapons in the NFL, to certainly run the ball. So a little surprising there. Obviously a big win for Baltimore, but yeah, I would lean on Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson a lot more if I'm Baltimore playing with the lead.
Did you see the stiff arm he gave that guy? Oh, that was a good run. Yeah.
Classic vintage yeah. Derrick Henry.
Yeah. tight end of the week by far. He did more than most wide receivers did. Dallas Goedert, 18 points, 10 catches for 170 yards. And he had 18 points. He had to have a touchdown, right? Nope, he did not. Just 170 yards. Kicker of the week, Will Lutz. Got you 16 points.
I think you skipped over the wide receivers.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at,
too. Oh, my good. I did. Okay, we'll get back to them. That's okay. We have some good ones. Let's go to defense first, right? Everybody wants to know the defense. Green Bay, 22 fantasy points, 14 points allowed, eight sacks, two interceptions, one fumble, a touchdown, and a fourth down stop. They did a pretty good job versus Tennessee there.
And they still barely won.
Yeah. Then back up to the wide receivers. You know, I had a pickup. I'm second place in our league, and I'm like, I'm not going to get a lot of guys. So this guy I was going to pick up. I did not. I picked up Quentin Johnson, who did okay. But Juwan Jennings got you 36 fantasy points, 11 catches, 175 yards, and three touchdowns. And look, Debo. I got him. He's not coming back this week. I really don't think so. So Juwan Jennings, 32% rostered, someone to take a look at for sure.
Yeah, Debo was out. Kittle was out. McCaffrey was obviously out. Yeah, Juwan Jennings, obviously that huge week, but he's tied for the most points in fantasy right now. One great week, and he's number one wide receiver in the league. Great performance from him, but also makes me question a little bit of, like, where's Brandon Ayuk, right? He just signed that big deal, and where was he to have that big game? So kind of interesting there to me.
The only time we've seen him was when he was dropping that pass in week two, I think, right? Was it one or two?
Something. He's certainly been quiet this year after signing that big extension, so.
Yeah, he had a couple catches, I think, in this game, but nothing compared to Juwan. Jamar Chase, finally, right? You drafted him, and now he's giving you what you expected. 24 fantasy points, 6 catches, 118 yards, 2 touchdowns. That was a crazy offensive game over there they had. And then Amari Cooper, 95% rostered. 20, that's not right. 20 rushes? That can't be right. I think I messed up that stat. 20 fantasy points. There you go. Those people are finally delivering on what you expected when you drafted them.
I would not expect more like this from Amari Cooper. I think they just had an easy matchup this week. I wouldn't be excited about having him. I think like he's one of like the sell high options for me.
I was just looking at his box scores. Yeah, he scored 1 point week one, 1 point week two, and then had this game in week three. But I also saw something, I don't have the stat on me, but like statistically, this is the worst Browns offense, I think, in like 20 years, just from their output the first three games. It's like the worst it's ever been.
Yeah, they're awful.
Yeah. So yeah, I would want nothing to do with Amari Cooper, and I wouldn't feel great about
sell high right now. Like start making phone calls, start sending texts, do what you got to do, get rid of him right now.
He might be on this other side right now, next week.
You blew it!
These guys certainly blew it for you. Fantasy face plants, quarterback, you got him, Brandon. Anthony Richardson, 3 fantasy points. He's 98% rostered, but he did not win you your week. He had a sack, 2 interceptions, and he had 167 yards through the air.
Yeah, he had a good week one, right? It's like one of those.
He's a top 3 quarterback week one, and now he belongs on everybody's bench, I think. He's tough. He has a lot of ability, right? He obviously can run the ball, but the problem is he's not running the ball very much the last couple of weeks, which is interesting because that's what he does best. And he's completing under 50% of his passes. He's very inconsistent. He's very raw. He connects on, a 50-yard bomb every now and then. But he's just not running enough right now to be a consistent fantasy option. And he's turning the ball over. I think he has 6 interceptions already this year, which is most in the league. So again, hopefully you have another quarterback that you can play. I wouldn't drop him, certainly. I would just keep him on my bench and kind of see as he starts to develop a little more throughout the season.
He seems to be one of those as advertised guys.
if he gets good, Indianapolis, I don't think their defense is that great, right? So I think those can be some shootout games, which could be interesting in the future. Then this guy, he had a great week last week. Not so much this week. Baker Mayfield, 3 fantasy points, 25 for 33, 163 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception, 7 sacks. Wow. That's a lot of being on the ground.
Just when you start giving him some credit of like how well he's doing and stuff, just when you start thinking like, oh, maybe he's actually getting there, because before everybody talks so much crap on the guy, give him such a hard time because, he wasn't very good. All of a sudden he starts looking real good. He's, just looking good in general. And then he does this and you're like, oh, right. Baker Mayfield. I had him, what was it, for 1.5 touchdowns. That's all I needed. Two touchdown passes from him for my prize picks, and he did not deliver. So that's cool.
Yeah, big letdown for them after they beat Detroit on the road last week, come home and lose to Denver. So like we talked about, the NFL has been all over the place this season. 1 week to the next is not consistent at all. So I look for a bounce back this week from Baker. I think they host Philadelphia this week in what should be a pretty high-scoring game.
Wide receivers, Mike Evans, 1 fantasy point. 3 catches, 17 yards. He was nowhere to be found. Makes sense. Baker Mayfield didn't do well. And then, man, I got him, and he started off good. And then poor old Tua. So Tyreek Hill, you got to worry about him now. 4 fantasy points, 3 catches, 40 yards. And look, he was open. I saw him open quite a bit. I just don't think they can throw him the ball. He's too fast. I don't think they can get him the ball. So it's going to be an issue with Tyreek until they figure that out.
Would you consider benching him?
I don't think I could
bench
him.
It depends who you have on your roster.
Yeah. I mean, if you pick up a couple, like right now, if you have Juwan Jennings, I might play him over Tyreek, depending on the matchup and depending on who's starting a quarterback. Because that's another one we missed is the Miami backup quarterback. Don't even know his name. He got hurt also. So they're talking about their third string guy who they just, activated from the practice squad that day.
Yeah, they just picked up a guy. Snoop Huntley. He was the backup to Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. He's played like in the playoffs. He was a Pro Bowler, I think, 1 year. Yeah. So he's better than certainly what they have in Skylar Thompson. And he's mobile, can make things happen. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him starting as quickly as this Monday night.
So, Mr. I can put up points with anybody throwing at me, right? What he said in that interview like a season ago or two seasons ago when they were talking to Tyreek. I think it was when Tua got hurt, so it must have been 2 years ago. And then he put up big points with whoever the backup was at the time. And somebody asked him about it, and his response was, I can put up points with you throwing the ball at me, to the reporter. Apparently, that is not the case.
Well, hold on. Hold on a sec. In his defense, they didn't throw him the ball. So that's what I'm saying. I don't think Skylar Thompson could throw him the ball. But if you throw him the ball, he's saying he'll go get it. So let's see. Throw him the ball. that's what Tyreek Hill, people who have him, that's what they're saying right now. Davante Adams, another one. Las Vegas was horrible this week. He had 4 fantasy points, 4 catches for 40 yards. I think that one's a little bit safer. He's going to bounce back. Just got to figure out that Raiders offense and defense and whole team at this point. Running backs, James Conner got you 1 fantasy point. 9 carries, 17 yards, 1 catch, 8 yards. Where was James Conner? That game was not what you expected, right?
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of points in that game. It was a Detroit and Arizona. We thought that would be, I think, probably had the highest over-under for the week, and it was a 20-13 final. So this wasn't as much offense as I think that we thought. And so certainly that limited the production for James Conner, but not something I'm worried about moving forward.
Josh Jacobs, 4 fantasy points. 14 carries, 23 yards, 2 catches, 17 yards. He's got the carries. He's being utilized. Just a rough game for him as well. Tight ends. I put these two guys on here because one of them is 99% rostered. The other one's 100% rostered. And with that, you expect, obviously, you're starting them and you need them to do something for you at the tight end position. Tight end, we've talked about it's a rough year for tight ends, but Trey McBride, 2 fantasy points, even had a fumble, got a concussion. Not so great for you. And then Travis Kelce, where has he been? You know what? I know he's coming out in a movie or a TV show because I just saw a preview the other day. So he's moving into acting nowadays. He's got his podcast, but he cannot get you the points that you're used to. 3 fantasy points for Travis Kelce.
Did he just get an extension, right?
I don't know, probably.
They sold their podcast. I know he got like $100 million for that. But yeah, he might have signed like a smaller extension. But he's just ready to be done,
I think.
Well, that, and I think it just doesn't matter. Like the regular season doesn't matter to him. He just wants to win in the playoffs. And they're kind of just keeping the car in the garage for a little while. So when it matters, I think he'll be out there. He'll be producing. But for now, I'm not excited if I'm a Travis Kelce owner, especially where I had to probably draft him in, you know, the 4th or 5th round or something.
There's a lot of I don't want to say talent, but a lot of people that are out there at the tight end position that are up there at the top every week. It just switches back and forth. So just kind of dig in. I'm going to dig in myself at the matchups and what's going on and how they're being utilized and all that.
Who do you think is the tight end one right now, and how many points do they have through 3 weeks?
Oh, I actually don't know that. It's probably Goddard. It was Brock Bowers before this week, but he didn't have a great week. Probably Goddard, just because of his one great game. Yeah,
it's Goddard with 24. He had 18 this week, right? He has 24 total for the season, 18 this week. Number two is Likely, who had 18 the first week, and he's got 2 points in the last 2 weeks. And then, yeah, Bowers with 18 points. So it's just so inconsistent from week to week. Like, it's, it's awful.
Also, you missed, I'm just going to honorable mention these guys because they're not on the list, but Derek Carr and Minshew. Face plants also.
I think we're going to cover Minshew later.
But, yeah. They went Derek back Carr to. Yeah, they went back to their, you know, they got grounded a little bit this week. Started off hot and heavy, yes. All right, waiver wire pickups, quarterbacks. I'm going to throw some names out. You guys can talk about them if you want to. Aaron Rodgers from the Jets. I mean, he's only 44% rostered. What do you think about him?
I think we talked about this, I think, through text. I think the Jets had a little coming out party last week. They looked a lot better on in their last two games. Rodgers looks healthier. He's getting the guys involved. He's got good weapons around him, right? We've seen Breece Hall. Even Braylon Allen's a really good second running back. We've seen Garrett Wilson. Lazard's been really good this year, his best buddy. They have Mike Williams. They have the Tyler Conklin get involved. So I don't mind him, especially as we start getting to bye weeks and deeper leagues and things. If he happens to be a guy that you need to play to replace your starter on bye, I'm not against it, especially in the right matchup. So I think we're starting to see more and more of healthier Aaron Rodgers as the weeks go by.
So along with that, how do you feel, or is there some, are you concerned, any worry yet about Garrett Wilson? He hasn't had like a breakout game yet. He's been pretty slow.
He finally had a touchdown last week. I think he's still getting targets, but there's still balls that Rodgers is throwing that he's just missing, or he's not running the same route. They're not quite on the same page yet. Still feel fine with Wilson. He's so talented that I think it's going to come. He's averaging probably 8 or 9 targets a game right now. So, again, if that turns into 7 or 8 catches a week for 80, 90 yards, he's going to score touchdowns. So I think the best is yet to come. Again, as Rodgers gets better, as they get more on the same page, not too worried, but certainly not the start that I was looking for from Garrett Wilson.
Did you see the love-filled embrace between Rodgers and his coach?
Salah, yeah. It was very awkward. Like, what do you think he said to him?
I don't know. It looked like one of those, like, don't effing touch me. Like, I don't know what he said. It wasn't that, but that was the energy behind it, you know?
Right, absolutely.
And then somebody, I think somebody, like, one of the broadcasters said, like, I think Aaron was trying to say, like, oh, we need, like, okay, yeah, we scored. I know you're happy, but he was kind of saying, like, well, we need the defense to, like, hold on, like, don't celebrate yet type thing. But it was a lot more aggressive than that, in my opinion.
This guy is 14% rostered, but he is the QB4 this season so far. Sam Darnold, Minnesota Vikings. Is he the real deal or what?
I think so. From what I've seen, he has been outstanding so far. He threw 4 touchdowns last week against Houston, who's a pretty good team. He threw 2 touchdowns and almost 300 yards against San Francisco, who's obviously a good team the week before that. It's Kevin O'Connell. He's the head coach here in Minnesota. He's done an outstanding job with lesser quarterbacks. So obviously, Kirk Cousins was super fantasy relevant the last several years. He was in Minnesota. And then, I mean, the Pastronaut, Josh Dobbs, was okay in Minnesota as well last year. So I think he's being really well coached. I think he has some favorable matchups coming up. Certainly, I think he's someone that you can rely on. He's been outstanding the first 3 weeks, especially at home.
Is that like the original home of the Ghostbusters? Is Minnesota? Because he's not seeing ghosts anymore. You know, it's like, is that where they're from? Like the Ghostbusters? Somebody called them, and you know, we're like, hey, come out here to the stadium. We got some ghosts. They went, cleaned it all out, and now Darnold can just throw with no fear.
No. I think great joke, by the way. It took us a second to get it, I think. But I think a lot of it, too, is, honest to God, just coaching. He was in such bad situations before. Last year, he was the backup in San Francisco, which is a great offensive system. He was part of the Kyle Shanahan offense last year. Kevin O'Connell's part of the Sean McVay coaching tree. So I think just literally going to places that coach you up, the systems are better, guys are more open. They're really good developers of talent. So I think that goes a long way, and certainly in his development the last 2 years.
It doesn't hurt that you have Justin Jefferson there too. So
certainly not.
And then let's talk about this guy. Red Rocket Andy Dalton. Was it a fluke, or is this the something that's you're going to have to look forward to? You're going to want to look forward to moving forward.
I feel like a lot of people over the years have given him a lot of crap, but he was actually really good when he was with Cincinnati. Like, I mean, he wasn't great, but he was producing. You know, as far as fantasy, especially, he was always good in that aspect. And then he moves out. You know, they get rid of him. He goes to different places. Doesn't do as great, but. He's been in the background now. Anytime he's given a chance to play, he's actually done well. So, I don't know. It's just like he needed a change out of Cincinnati. He wasn't getting it done. He was at first, and then they kind of got tired of him. They sent him off, and so now he's like a veteran. He's got experience. He's going to go out there and be calm. And really, he's got nothing to worry about, so there's no stress behind it. It's like, oh, I'm the backup. I'm going to go in and just play. And he can just play and not have to worry about anything else. You know, he's not worried about losing his job or anything like that because he's just the backup guy. So it's easier to play in those conditions too, especially when you're playing with a team that nobody expects anything from. You go out there and you do your job and you do a good job, and then you get all this praise, which, like, yeah, he looked great, but it's like if you put him against, you know, like the 49ers or, you know, a big team like that, like how is he going to do then? He'll still do okay, I think, but the team as a whole is probably not going to do as great.
Yeah, I think he's not a guy that I'm trying to start in like a one quarterback league, right? 10, 12 teams. I don't need to have him on that team, but I actually picked him up in I have a 12-team super flex league. So everybody's got two quarterbacks. He's my third quarterback. So I'm actually happy about that because I think he can be solid. He has some really good matchups coming up. He plays Cincinnati this week, who Jane Daniels threw all over yesterday. Then they have the Bears, not a great matchup there. But then Atlanta and Washington, who are two of the bottom 10 pass defenses in the league. So you can do a lot worse in a deep league than having Andy Dalton. So I actually like what I saw from him.
And he's 0.3% rostered. So I think he's available out there in most all leagues. Running backs, Chuba Hubbard, came out, had a good game. I kind of have liked Chuba Hubbard, but he was just on that offense that you didn't want to touch, you know? And so I didn't pick him up in any leagues, and I don't know if I'm going to pick him up moving forward, but if Andy Dalton, if they can continue doing what they're doing, then maybe he's worth it, you know, because if they can produce offense, then I think he's going to be somebody good for you.
Yeah, had a great week this week, over 100 yards rushing, had a receiving touchdown. The only thing that I'd be a little hesitant on is they got a rookie, Jonathan Brooks, who's on the IR, who may be coming back soon to eat into that workload. But again, if that offense is good for the next few weeks, well, Brooks is still, I think he's eligible to come off week 5. So you could see that start to happen too. But yeah, Hubbard's been productive. And again, if that offense is good, he's the RB1 for right now.
Carson Steele, 41% rostered, Kansas City Chiefs. They did just activate Kareem Hunt from the practice squad, I believe, today. Was that today or yesterday?
Today.
But 41%, I think he's probably still the starter moving forward, right?
Barely.
Yeah, I mean, they got some guys there.
I think so, but yeah, he did have 17 carries last week, so that's encouraging. He's, you know, if we're trying to figure out, is it him, is it P. Ryan, is it going to be Kareem Hunt? We don't know. We'll see again with Hunt in there right now, but he got the majority of the carries. And I think they play San Diego, there we go again. They play the Chargers this week. Which, again, if Herbert doesn't play, that could be a blowout. They could be pounding the rock with him late. He's kind of a bigger guy. I'm curious to see if he's the guy that gets the carries at the goal line, because I think he will be.
Maybe we should do something every time we say San Diego, like we have to give away something. I don't know.
Fantasy Football Fools t-shirt or something.
Exactly.
To our viewers.
All right. And then Braylon Allen, 16% rostered. I mean, Breece Hall's okay, right? He's a good handcuff, I think. Other than that, I don't know if I'd pick him up.
If he went down, I think he'd be like a top 10 running back, though. He's looked that good.
Yeah, yeah. Moving on to wide receivers. DeMarcus Robinson, Los Angeles Rams, 38% rostered. You know, Puka Nacua banged up, Cooper Kupp banged up, Tutu Atwell had, 93 yards? But I don't know. I think DeMarcus Robinson is the guy. out of those two moving forward. What do you think?
I don't know, because Tutu was also relevant last year. Was it last year? It was last year. Somebody was hurt. Cooper Kupp, when he was hurt last year. Tutu's the one that stepped up. So I think he's still worth a spot if you need somebody.
All right. And then Alan Lazard, Brandon's favorite on the Jets. Look, if Aaron Rodgers is good, and it looks like Lazard is one of his favorites to throw to so far. 27% rostered, someone to take a look at.
Yeah, he's already got three touchdowns through 3 weeks. Can't ask for much more than that.
And then the guy I picked up instead of Juwan Johnson, Quentin Johnson, Quentin Johnston, 24% rostered from the Los Angeles Chargers. He had a good game as well. I think he got me. I mean, he didn't have a great game, but he got a decent amount of points for somebody on my bench, I would say. So someone to take a look at. Of course, we talked about him. Juwan Jennings is the one that's going to be the number one pickup of the week, I would assume. Moving on to tight ends. We'll talk about him later because I think he was a balls to the wall, but Mike Gesicki from the Cincinnati Bengals, someone to look at. I'm going to blow through these. Stop me if you want to talk about him. Cole Kmet, Chicago Bears. Zach Ertz, Washington Commanders. Look, it is a crapshoot. Just throw a dart, play someone. Don't throw a dart, but play someone. You never know any given Sunday.
Throw two darts.
And whichever one is closest to, I don't know, somebody good?
Moving on.
Moving on. All right, let's get into the matchups. Every week we talk about five matchups. We pick the matchups, and we see how we bode at the end of the week and at the end of the year. And last week we had well, let's go through the scores before last week. So, Brandon, you're at the bottom. You were 3-7. I was 4-6, and Eliseo was our number one at 50%, 500 at 5-5. So we're all doing great. And what happened this past week? Let's see. The first game we picked was New England at the New York Jets. Jets were favored by 6.5 points. Brandon, you picked the Jets against me and Eliseo's New England.
That's my team. They're going to the Super Bowl.
That was the right pick because 24-3, they destroyed the Patriots. So you got the win on that one. Next game was Philly at New Orleans. Philly by 2.5 points. This was a super low scoring game. Thought it was going to be much, much higher than this. But 2.5 points, Philly was favored. And you two picked New Orleans. I picked Philly. I said they're going to cover that 2.5 points. And they did by 0.5, 15-12, Philly. So I win by the skin of my teeth.
What a boring game that was, yes. By the way. We I think we all expected a lot out of that game. I was really looking forward to watching that. And it was like 3-0 in the third or fourth quarter, you know? Like, it was terrible.
It was bad. The morning game, I think this Sunday as a whole was kind of bad. We're talking about, we were watching, and there just wasn't as much excitement, I think, as some other weeks. That did change on some of the night games. Next up, we had Los Angeles Chargers at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh favored by 2.5 points. We all picked the Chargers. Nobody wanted to go with Pittsburgh. And we all lost because Pittsburgh destroyed them 20-10. So we were all wrong on that one. Chargers moving forward. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Next, Carolina at Las Vegas. We all know what happened for this game. Las Vegas was favored by 7 points. I said, sure, they'll cover that. Eliseo said, sure, they'll cover that. You know, even taking the emotion out, I think they could have covered that. But Brandon, you said, all right, I don't like this, but I'm going to take Carolina because I want to beat you guys. And it worked because Carolina won 36-22, and it wasn't even that close. It was much worse of a destroying than that. Another one for Brandon there. So then finally we had Baltimore at Dallas. Baltimore favored by only 1 point. Brandon Eliseo, you both picked Baltimore. I said, okay, I'll go against you and pick Dallas. That was the wrong choice. Baltimore won barely 28-25, and you guys win that one. So overall, if you're keeping score at home, me and Eliseo got 1-4 this week.
That was
Brandon,
rough.
3-2. Calm the comeback. So that puts me at 5-10. That's a
awesome.
pretty bad score. But you guys aren't much better. You're 6-9, both of you. So we're having a doozy of a beginning of the year here.
I did start out 0-5 for the record. Yeah. So I've two winning weeks since then.
So let's continue that winning streak. Actually, not you, just me. I'll go into a winning streak here, and let's pick the games this week. So first up, we have Dallas at New York Giants. Both teams are 1-2. Dallas is favored by 4.5 points, and the over-under is 44.5. This is the Thursday night game. Let's flip it up. Eliseo, you start this one.
Okay. Well, this is going to be a terrible game because it just is. It's the Cowboys who the Cowboys aren't even excited about themselves. They don't even want to watch themselves. Like it's horrible. It's not a great season for them. And the Giants are obviously the Giants. So I'm not excited at all about this game. But I would have to assume that Dallas will have to muster up a win because they have to. they absolutely have to. There's no reason why they couldn't beat the Giants. 4.5 seems like a lot just because of the way they've been playing. And the Giants seem to be barely inching their way forward, kind of. Not really. This is just an ugly game, guys. I guess my only choice here is Dallas. -4.5. That's rough, though. I don't know. It's gross.
Me? Why don't I have you go first? This game is gross. I don't really want to pick it. I don't want anything to do with it. But Dallas should win. Look, Dallas, I think, is the better team overall. But have they been showing that? Not really. And I think the Giants have the weapons. You know what? I'm gonna go with the Giants. I'm gonna make Brandon decide which way he wants to go. I think the Giants. I think they probably win outright. But even if not, they'll cover the 4.5.
I think the Giants win outright. Wow!
Wow, that's a statement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I do like. So there's nothing exciting here. What is exciting here is I think Malik Nabers is unbelievable. I think he is fun to watch. So I really like him, but he's all they have. I don't trust Daniel Jones. God, the Dallas defense hasn't been good the last couple weeks either. But I think they have more talent. I think it's more of a must win. Yeah, give me Dallas in the 4.5.
All right. And then next up, we have Cleveland at Las Vegas. You know, I had to put Vegas on this one because who the hell knows what's going on? And Max Crosby, their number one guy, is hurt. Cleveland's 1-2. Raiders are 1-2. And even after that crazy loss, Las Vegas is favored by 1 point with the lowest over-under of the week at 37.5 points. Me? LSA went first? Okay. Oh, man. Look, I'm not even doing it because I like them, but if the Raiders can't bounce back and win this game, there is trouble this whole season for them. They're going to have to rally, and I think Antonio Pierce is pissed off, and he's going to bring that to the locker room and say, hey, you guys need to get your stuff together. So get your shit together. We can say that on this podcast. and I think they will. So I'm going to go with Vegas.
This is a game that I have zero interest. Like, I don't need to see 1 minute of this game. Like, it just feels like the first team to 10 points might win. Both teams have decent defense. Cleveland's supposed to have some decent defense. They have an awful quarterback, awful offense. This game's gross. Just for moral reasons, I'll go against Deshaun Watson and take Vegas minus one.
Yeah. The only thing that I'm excited to see is, if it happens, is to see Aiden McConnell back under center. Because he did come in, I don't know if it was the end of the third quarter or the fourth quarter of this week, but he Minshew did get benched, and O'Connell came in and threw a touchdown pass. And I was like, I still don't know why. And maybe it was to protect him a little bit. I don't know, but I don't know why they didn't just give O'Connell the starting job from the beginning instead of bringing in Minshew. He played last year. He didn't do great, but it was his first outing, you know? So it's like, why not just let him develop and let him get some experience and just let him play? Unless they're planning on bringing a bigger name in at some point, which I doubt. So I don't see why not just go with our draft pick, like the guy that we should be making better. Why go out and get somebody mediocre? It just doesn't make sense to me. But anyways, if I don't know who's going to play quarterback this week. I don't know what's happening with the defense, but it's Cleveland. And yeah, the coach is really pissed. And if he doesn't set a fire under their ass to win this game, then I think the season's over. So give me Vegas, because they should be pretty fired up.
Hopefully. Man, I should change except for mind. That one,
except for that one cornerback that apparently just wants to stay home. I don't know what was his name? I forgot. Did you guys see that?
No.
You guys didn't see that? Remember when Pierce said like some guys made business decisions or whatever? And then there's all this stuff going on. One of the I forget his name. He's the cornerback, but they show him and he goes like he's going to go make a tackle, and then he just kind of stops, or he lets like the running backs. I think it was Chuba Hubbard. He just kind of like lets them run by him, and he's just like really out there not doing much. And I don't know what the situation was there, but just go online, you'll find it. It's gonna be all over the place, and just watch how this guy is playing. I'm pretty sure that's who he was talking about. Maybe there was more people, but that one was just obvious. So
they just gave up basically. I should change mine to Cleveland now. Dang. Okay. Moving on. Washington at Arizona. Washington 2-1. Arizona 1-2. Arizona is actually favored in this game, 3.5 points. And this is the highest over and under of the week at 50.5. Brandon, take it away.
Yeah, so this is the afternoon game that I want to watch the most of. This game's super exciting. I wouldn't have thought this yesterday before Washington came out and looked great against Cincinnati. Jaden Daniels looked awesome. He was incredible yesterday. So again, we hope to see a lot of points in this one. Arizona doesn't have a great defense. Washington doesn't have a great defense. So I think there's a chance Washington could win this game. But I'll take the Washington +3.5 just because I think they'll at least keep it close, and either team could win.
So you're taking Washington?
Washington +3.5, yeah.
Got it.
All right. Well, I'm going to go opposite of Brandon. You're welcome. Or thank you, I should say. They're both really good offenses, obviously. Just like Brandon said, I wouldn't have thought that, you know, before yesterday either. But, you know, Arizona's firing on all cylinders. They're doing really good. And I think that Washington's offense, even though they're really good, aren't going to be able to keep up pace with Arizona at this point. Maybe later down, like later in the season they might. But at this point, I don't think they're quite there yet. So give me Arizona.
You know, it's funny because whenever I see games like this and the previous one with the lowest over and under, I almost want to flip them. I want to say, you know, Cleveland, Vegas is going to have a ginormous blowout, game, and the points are going to be crazy. And then Washington, Arizona is going to be this low scoring game, because it always seems to happen that way. But it shouldn't. It should be a shootout for sure. And, man, they're both really good. I think they both have some good talent. Austin Eckler got hurt. I think Arizona's going to pull this, but the 3.5, that's where it gets you. I'm going to go with Brandon. I'm going to take the points on this and go with Washington. All right. Buffalo at Baltimore is our fourth game. Buffalo is 3-0. Baltimore is 1-2, right? But get this. Baltimore is favored to win this game by 2.5 points. Crazy, crazy stuff right there. 45.5 over under LSAO. Who you taking?
This is a tough one. I obviously really want Baltimore to win because that's my Super Bowl winner. And they have not had the best start. And Buffalo has. And I think before this weekend, I would have said Baltimore has this game because I didn't think Buffalo was going to have such a strong start. But now, especially after last night's game, they're really good. And I think they're finally like in sync as a team. And so I'm going to go with Buffalo. Yeah. Just Josh Allen is just, he finds a way, man.
Yeah.
And he's on fire.
That is true. You know, I don't disagree. Josh Allen is a beast. I mean, he is the MVP so far this season. It's tough. This one could go either way, I think. Baltimore needs to win this game, but they did get one win, you know, so they're not 0-3 at least. Can Buffalo go 4-0? I don't think they can do it. I think that Baltimore is going to take this game. Brandon, tiebreaker.
Yeah, you're doing this to me again. Okay. Yeah, I think this is the Sunday night game. It's a great game. I'm really looking forward to this one. I'm looking at the Bills' schedule right now because I'm trying to decide at what point are they going to lose. And so their next three games, at Baltimore, obviously, we're talking about that one. Then they're at Houston. Then they're at the Jets. So they're not going to be 6-0. I think that's safe to say. But is this the game they lose? Is it later in the season? Ah, it's tough. I'm going to go ahead and take – gosh, this one's hard. Just again, I think it could go either way, so I'm going to take 3 points. Give me Buffalo plus 2.5, but I don't love it.
Every time you say I don't love it, it seems to happen. So
I try to, like, my strategy is if I think either team could win, I'll just take the points, right? Like,
yeah.
If the underdog has a chance to win, you're probably better off taking them. So yeah. I think they do.
And then finally, Seattle at Detroit. Seattle, another 3-0 team. Detroit's 2-1, looking good as well. And again, the team with the worst record is favored. Detroit's favored by 4 points in this one. 46.5 over under. Who's up?
You.
Me? All right. Look, I like Seattle. I like what they're doing. I like Detroit. I think these are two really good teams. But again, this is what you're talking about. If you think both can win, go with the points. And I think Seattle, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, they got some stuff. Even, I mean, Charbonnet, because I have Kenneth Walker. He's out on my bench, you know, and they're still doing a great job. So I'm going to take Seattle.
Okay. I like that because I don't think Seattle could win. So give me Detroit -4. Again, I think they played well enough to win last week against Arizona, but it wasn't their best game. Now they come home. I thought this was the Monday night game, but it's one of the Monday. There's two Monday night games again, which always throws me off. I think they have a great crowd in Detroit. I think they're going to go crazy. I think it's a big statement win for Detroit. So give me Detroit. I'm going to take Detroit by 10.
Whoa.
Hey, you really believe in Detroit?
I do, certainly. My other Super Bowl team.
Yeah, that's my other Super Bowl team too, and I feel the same way. I think this is like they're going to come out and be like, okay, these guys are undefeated, not anymore. I think they're going to like throw everything out that they have at them. And I think they will be successful this week because they've had, some tough losses or a tough loss. But I think they're going to come home and just put on a show. So give me Detroit -4.
All right. There you have it. We'll see how that pans out next week. And, of course, for the one everyone loves, the one we love, let's do it. I mean, without the delay, it wouldn't mean anything, right? You gotta have the delay there. Balls to the wall.
And the level. Don't forget the level. That's.
I was ready to mosh.
The level's, it's loud in your ears. It's not as loud on the podcast. I don't know. Let us know. Is the balls to the wall drop too loud? I don't think it can be too loud. It's balls to the wall, guys. All right. Last week, how are we going to do this? Let's do this in order here. Yeah, okay. So I had Alec Pierce as my balls to the wall. I said he's going to do 88 yards and 2 touchdowns. And he said, cut that in half. Let's do 44 yards and 0 touchdowns. So
that's less than half, technically.
Well, half yards. Yeah, no touchdowns, for sure. So did not quite go balls to the wall. Mike Gesicki is – that was your pick, Brandon – you said he's going to be the number one tight end. He's going to have 6 catches for 80 yards and 2 touchdowns. And he kind of halves-ed you, too. He had 4 catches for 47 yards, 0 touchdowns. Those touchdowns, where are they going to be? Did you get a touchdown this week, Eliseo? Let's see. You had Gardner Minshew. You said he's going to do 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. And you know what? He did 214 yards and 1 touchdown. Also an interception, also 2 sacks, also the Raiders lost horribly. But probably the best, the closest, I don't know, none of them were really close. So let's move on to this week. Who are we picking? I will start it off here. This guy, we just talked about this game. I said I like this team. You don't like them to win, but I do. And there's one guy on this team that catches everything so far, and that's DK Metcalf. But that's not who I'm picking. I'm picking the other guy. Tyler Lockett is going to be your balls to the wall this week. He's only 57% rostered right now, so a possible pickup for you. He's had, 6 receptions, 2 receptions, 5 receptions, not a ton of yards. But this week he's going to have 8 receptions for 102 yards and 2 touchdowns. Brandon, who's your balls to the wall?
Okay. My guy this week is currently the number 2 running back in an offense. But I think after this week, he's been outperforming the starter. So quick numbers for you. The starter right now has 31 carries for 66 yards on the season. This guy has 25 carries for 154 yards on the season. So he's got almost 3 times as many yards. He averages 6.2 yards per carry. Other guy averages 2.1.
Are you going to start him?
He's a pretty good receiving threat. I'm probably not going to start him because I have better options. But this week, I think he takes over the starting job this week. Has a big game against the Eagles. Give me Bucky Irving from the Tampa Bay Bucks. 120 total yards and 1 touchdown.
That's pretty good.
All right. Nice, nice, nice. Eliseo, who's your balls to the wall?
I figured after my last performance, I really got to dig deep for this one, you know?
Just Aiden like, O'Connell. Right.
Now I got to try a lot harder. So I'm going to go with I'm going to go into the wasteland this week and going into tight end land in the wasteland. That's why I was like, all right, got to make a statement here. So I'm going with somebody who has looked really promising so far, and he's got a good matchup. I know that Denver played a really good game this weekend, but I don't think it can happen again. And I don't think it can happen against the Jets, even though they're not going to the Super Bowl. They can definitely beat Denver. So I'm going to go with Tyler Conklin. He's got a good rapport with Rodgers, and I think he's going to do well this week. So give me Conklin for, let's call it, 80 yards and a touchdown.
All right, there you have it. Balls to the walls, players. Pick them up, play them, or don't. We haven't been that great so far, but we're going to get there. And then you're going to start picking them up, and you're going to start playing them because That's what we're here for.
You sound fantasy so football defeated. Fools. Oh, we haven't been that great, but you know, like,
we haven't.
I almost nailed one.
That's like, true. You did
to the T. I was off by like 3 yards for the record.
Hey, it's only week going into week four here. We got plenty left to go. That's all we got for you this week. Yeah, see you next week. Remember, fantasyfootballfools.com, Fantasy Fools Pod on X. That's it. Don't be a fool.
Guys, this, like, technically, we're still in the front nine, you know? So, all right. It's like the first frame of a bowling game.